This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Say yes to Pure Leaf tea and free gas for a year only at True North Convenience Stores. When it comes to quality, say yes to the delicious taste of real brewed Pure Leaf tea. True North stores are stocked with your favorite flavors like unsweetened, extra sweet, and raspberry. For a limited time, enter for a chance to win free gas for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or download the mobile app from the Apple or Google Play stores. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you. From daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
All right, 7 o'clock hours here. We are going to talk a lot about the brackets today. Expectations for the Spartans. 2 seed in the South. They'll start in Cleveland. Same region as Michigan. People may have some conflicted feelings about that. Wolverines end up as the 5 seed.
What would be conflicting?
Some people like that they're in the same region. Some people don't. Oh. Conflict. Anyway, we'll get to it this hour. Torkelson to the outfield. Quick note on that. But we just played the JB Bickerstaff audio. And Greg, can we play just a shortened version of that for people who are just getting up? Bickerstaff pounding the podium on Saturday night.
I agree. And whatever penalty for JB is levied, I mean, he obviously did that one for his team, to try and generate some respect. I don't know what they have to do to get that respect. Because if you just look at the game itself, up until halftime, down by one.
I say 1-point game, yeah.
I mean, they were playing really good basketball against one of the top, let's just call it top three teams in the NBA.
And I know OKC's missing some of their top scorers. They're missing Chet Holmgren right there, missing Williams.
They have the favorite to win the MVP.
And he's suited up and he's playing and you're staying with him and you're fighting with him and you're on your home floor. And it's one thing to have to compete against the Thunder. You don't want to feel like you're also competing against the Zebras too. And Bickerstaff got to a point and the crowd got to a point too where it was a bit ridiculous. What do they have to do? John, I don't know. Because you'd think, well, you got to have a star. Well, Cade's an all-star. Well, you got to start winning games. You lowly Pistons are a sad sack losing franchise. Well, first of all, the franchise has 3 world championships, which puts them in the upper half of the league historically. And they're not a bunch of losers right now. They're fighting for home court in the NBA playoffs. They're a playoff team pretty definitively right now. What do they? John, what do they have to do? I don't know. Move the team to a coastal city? I'm not sure.
Well, there are certain cities, and we all know what they are,
yeah,
that no matter if they're good, bad, indifferent, they're going to get respect. L.A., Boston, New York most of the time. And if you have a player like, Shane Gilgeous-Alexander, you're going to get respect. Denver right now, because of Jokic, is going to get respect. Other than that, it's kind of a coin flip as to who they really – it feels like the NBA is just one of those entities that we're going to make sure that we pick who we want to be the special teams.
And the Pistons have never been that team, by the way.
No, they haven't. And every once in a while, they'll invite a newcomer to the party, but you kind of feel like they're only there like as a visitor.
Well, even when the Pistons first won, the Bad Boy Pistons, they were disrupting the Boston Celtics.
Mm-hmm.
And they were delaying the ascension and arrival of Michael Jordan. Mm-hmm. These brutes, these These Pistons are everything wrong with basketball. They're in the way. Then only years later do you make a 30 for 30 and celebrate the way they played. The 04 Pistons, boring, yeah. Low scoring. They're in the way. Move over. It's Shaq and Kobe. Move over. The Pistons have never been celebrated by the league. They're always in the way. And I don't think they're ever going to get their proper due. I mean, you could argue if the Pistons get in the playoffs, win a playoff series, they'll be taken more seriously, but I feel like we have history to suggest that they'll never truly get the credit they deserve.
No, and now it's because they've always done it a different way. They've always bucked the trend. And going to work, Pistons, this is a team that is very similar to that. Now, they're not playing defense like that, and I'm not going to say that they're going to end up winning a championship because they're doing it that way. But they are playing defense. They are playing with energy, and they're playing an entire game with energy. They're also not, and they don't have, other than Cade, the quote-unquote superstar who is going to load manage. Like, they're not right. Doing things that the other teams in the NBA are doing, and it feels like they're just simply looked down upon because they're different.
But that should be, to your point, that should be
celebrated.
Point. That's a great point. We got a team that's not going to load manage. I mean,
yeah,
prop them up,
you buy
put
a
them
ticket.
Up on a pedestal.
Yeah, you buy a ticket, and you're going to actually see the stars play.
So I think one of the things in play here, we don't know the answer to this right now. You guys can guess the answer if you want, but is this just the refs in some ways needing to adjust to the Pistons?
Yes.
Yeah, they're used to reffing games that are
okay.
Very passive and not a lot of contact, not a lot of energy.
So if we get there, this is kind of part of the process. It's not in making an excuse, but yeah. It's kind of human nature almost, If this is actually coming from the top, meaning we're stopping this right now, then that's the more troubling thing.
Right.
If the NBA doesn't want to see this, then the Pistons are going to have a huge problem.
But that's a huge whiff by the league, right?
Right.
Because when we talk to fans who are disillusioned with the product, they point to the stars don't play every night, load management's a scourge, a problem for the league, and no one plays defense anymore. You can't say that about the Pistons. And you can't do what we used to do where they don't have a star. Cade Cunningham was in the All-Star game and is, one of the 10 to 12 best players in the game today.
The NBA loves to brand a storyline.
Yeah.
They do. Are they setting something up for the playoffs here? See what I'm saying? Imagine you have a controversial call in a Knicks series in a Game 5 in Madison Square Garden. See, that's what I'm suspicious of here is that they want the Pistons. They're going to be one of the stories as these playoffs begin. The bottom of the East is horrendous. So they kind of need them, and they need to kind of create a little. So if this is the beginning of, okay,
well, then all the more reason for JB to have did what he did.
Exactly.
You know what I mean?
Because they can go back when something happens down the road in the playoffs, they can go back to this and play the audio again.
Yeah, remember
or
when
whatever.
Remember when they're reviewing a hostile act that our player wasn't even involved in?
Mm-hmm.
And then they're mad at Cade Cunningham for pointing out, hey, we're allowed to line up at the free throw line, right?
Or JB's reaction got him a call later.
Yeah,
that's the whole point of this.
Well,
coach is going nuts.
No question.
You earn it. If you don't get the call in the moment, you get the call later.
And that's the thing. You're not worried about winning the battle. You want to win the war. Phil Jackson, if they lost an early game, he'd go in on the officials, and then all of a sudden in Game 5 or Game 6, it seemed to level out when you needed it most.
And where I would point to is if this ends up being a matchup between the Indiana Pacers and the Pistons, it's going to get physical.
Oh, yeah, with Isaiah Stewart, something's going to happen in a seven-game series.
100%, and that's where it would pay off.
And then you also had Halliburton last week say they're not a rival yet. So you can see their seeding, planting the seeds for the Pistons to become something, and they're getting painted in a certain way.
So let me ask you guys this, and I'll ask our listeners this as well. I'm going to go off topic here just a little bit.
Okay.
Watching what the Pistons did, especially in the first down, the third quarter, things went awry. But for the first half of that game, and even the fourth quarter, after Cade was out, watching what they did against Boston and how they've been able to play in a large part. Now, I know everybody's going to say, oh, well, they lost to the Wizards in the second game. Do you believe more now that they can win a postseason series than before? And it doesn't just have to be against the Knicks, because they are playing good physical basketball. They're playing the entire game. They're playing a brand of basketball that no one else in the who else in the NBA plays with that much intensity for the entire game.
It's a short list. It's a short list. Look, I still think I'd take Milwaukee in a 7-game series.
Okay, I didn't. Yeah, I mean, sure.
But confidence level in them going into and bullying the Knicks. Yeah, bring it on. The Pacers. I know the record. They're only 1-3 against Indy this year.
Earlier.
Hey, let's put on the brass knuckles and let's street fight them, because I think that's what it would turn into.
I just feel like they're playing so much better now. I think it's obvious, but are they playing good enough for you to go into a 7-game series against Indiana, the Knicks, or Milwaukee and say, yeah, we could at least take it to 7 games or 6 games, and we might actually have a chance to win a postseason series?
Yeah, but I guess that's kind of how I felt before Saturday night.
I don't know. It's one of those games where I felt more confirmation.
Okay.
Because they're competing against. Yeah. Do I think if they go up against Cleveland in a 7-game series, do they win the series? No. Against OKC in 7 games, do they win the series? No. But if they're playing against the best teams in the NBA and they're playing the way that they did, they beat Boston. They were in it with OKC. I still think, to me, it was more of a confirmation that they can hang with all those other teams.
Bob and Troy, good morning. You're on 97.1.
Yeah, good morning. I don't think it's a respect thing against Detroit. Last year, I was going to go to the Pistons game against Denver, and I was watching. I'm glad my son and I didn't go, because they kicked Jokic out in the first half for swearing at the referee. I think it was a few games before that, I was watching it at Chicago. It was Serbian night. They kick him out in the first half for swearing at the referee. You don't go to games to get that guy kicked out for saying the F word to a referee. It's a referee problem, not a respect problem. I think these referees are a joke. They want to be in the spotlight.
That ref is insecure because he screwed up. And someone called him out on it, and they used a bad word, so he could he could justify sticking it to Cade Cunningham. But he needs to check his ego at the door. He needs to understand that, hey, he's a human. He screwed up the call. Let the player vent a little bit, and then move on. Play on.
Yeah, but you can't be throwing. And
exactly.
You know what? I feel bad for the medium players. You know, the mediocre player, the mid players. You know, nobody says anything about them until it's Jokic and Cade. But
yeah.
The referees just, it's like watching a football game. I mean, watching a Michigan game yesterday, what did they do in the last minute? They had they had to go to the review four times in like 40 seconds.
It was painful.
I was dying. I was like, what the hell is going on here? Get it together. It went off the guy's foot. It was right there. And you got to wait another minute and
it's
a
like
half.
Four straight replays.
Every time they went out of bounds. Yeah, let's review it.
It was within the last minute.
Yep.
In essence, they gave every team another 3 timeouts.
Nobody's tuning in for that.
And watching the Cade thing, I said, this is crap. You got to get these guys in a huddle, in a room, and say, don't do this anymore. Swallow your whistle when they tell you to F off. And that's it. And have a good day. Get your paycheck.
Bob, appreciate the phone call. We're going to get more bracket talk, bottom of the hour. A little update on Torkelson. Moving to the outfield maybe here. Something to watch for. It's 97.1.
A personal injury of any sort is, in fact, personal. Injury attorney David Femenino has dedicated his career to securing justice and maximizing recovery for those who have been injured. David is also dedicated to ensuring that you get all the medical care that you need to put your life back together after an accident. You need an attorney who's going to make it personal, and that attorney is David Femenino. So if you or someone you know has been injured, you need to tell him to call David Femenino at 855-65-CRASH, or you can always go to his website, getdavidgetpaid.com. That number again, 855-65-CRASH, or on the web at getdavidgetpaid.com.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Debbie, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help you with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. And I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
Yeah, we can also send you samples, fast and free.
Wow, I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, no pressure, no hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Oh, okay, whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming up.
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and save up to 45% site-wide. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Barbashev finds his man out the center ice. That's Stone. 2-on-2 over the line. Stone with a shot. Trickled through the legs of Mrazek and then cleared away by the Red Wings defense.
Dylan Larkin came back in a very good defensive play.
It's Ken Cal on the call. Long way to go for the Wings, but John, they're doing it. They're hanging in. That's 2 points. That's a convincing win.
They are hanging in.
Took advantage of a tired Vegas team. But hey, credit to Larkin on the back check there. Oh. DeBrincat had a good back check.
We're giving Vegas an excuse now? A tired Vegas team?
No, it's just part of telling the story. I mean, they're playing their third game in 4 nights, a back-to-back with travel involved. Like, these are the tired legs, but the Wings did what you're supposed to do. You shot suppression, take care of business, win by a couple goals, 3-0 win.
One could say that Larkin saved a close shave from Barbashev.
You've been sitting on that one, haven't you?
He has been.
We're about 10 seconds.
He's good, that Greg Hargrave.
Uh-huh. Now they got 4 on the road.
I know.
It is put up or shut up.
Greg is very clever, but I think he should have laugh-tracked himself on that one.
A little J-Mo? Yeah. At Washington, at Vegas, at Utah, at Colorado.
That's why I'm not doing any cartwheels.
Is there a winnable game in there for him?
I mean, sure.
Okay, yes, they're going to play the games. They could win them.
I don't think they're going to have a winning record in those games.
Is this where, after these 4 games, the end of March, before they play Ottawa and Boston at home,
are they still in it?
Yeah. Like, what do they have to do in these 4? I ask you these mythical questions, right?
Split. because again, the bubble's super soft.
They
got
4 out of 8.
Even the Rangers, who had a chance to pull up another 2-point edge, they lost yesterday.
But it is effectively just that one final playoff spot. They're 7 back.
And it's like 5 teams for 1 spot. Yeah. And someone is going to win these games at the end of the year. Look, the Wings are going to need another one of these 7-game win streaks, and it's against a really tough part of the schedule. I'm paying attention. I'm emotionally and financially invested. I don't think they're going to get in, though.
Mm-hmm.
Tigers. Yeah. Spencer Torkelson, can I get your take on this? They're going to put him in the outfield a little bit.
Hey, position flexibility. That's what we're looking at. We got Javi at third. Spencer Torkelson taking reps in the outfield. Only right field, though, right?
I think that's what I saw, yeah.
Yeah, yeah, because that's where you put the guy that can't play in the outfield, right? We're going Little League baseball here?
A little bit. Look, if he can hit, they have to find a home for him. I don't know that he's going to hit, but they need right-handed power.
He is currently hitting in spring training.
Yeah.
And then it goes to what AJ said. Is it a guy that you have high hopes for and you think that, oh, yeah, okay, he's hitting? Or if he's not, well, it's just spring training.
It's only spring training.
Yeah. That's the gymnastics that we're running through for Spencer Torkelson.
The one thing, though, when Cole Keith moved to first, they should have immediately started repping Tork in the outfield to help him have versatility. Now, it feels like they're playing
him. He should have said, hey, if I can get my bat going and you're going to be, you brought in Torres. So you know Cole Keith isn't going back to second.
Right.
And he's okay. Cole Keith does have a little third base in his background, but they've moved him to first. They are taking a guy that they gave a big time contract to as a minor leaguer. I mean, read the tea leaves.
Yes, because now it just feels reactionary, like scrambling. We got to find something.
Yeah, I got to break in a new glove.
Again, 2 weeks ago, a month ago. That would have made more sense if he came in going, yeah, I can play first. I know I could DH. The bat's going to be what gets me on the team, but I may have to play a little outfield like I did back in college briefly. And like you said, like it's not out of the question. Teams will stick a guy in a corner, and you don't get great defense out of him, but if he can hit, you find a way to play him. This team needs right-handed power, so
yeah.
That was my read on it. I think it's interesting, though. Javi Baez hasn't really played third since 2018. Torkelson really hasn't played the outfield since 2018. Like, I don't know.
Yeah, but
figure it out. They're kind of winging it right now.
There's the bats aside, just talking about defense, there is a progression and a history of shortstops that can no longer play shortstop going to third.
Yep.
Once you can no longer play third, you go to second. And I mean, so there is a progression there. And that to me defensively is not as big of an issue as Torque going from first base where, you know, he has exclusively been to now playing outfield.
Expectations for the Wolverines and the Spartans at 7:35. They're in the same region. I like it. Some of you don't like it. We'll talk about that. And if Michigan, do they have a real bracket beef with being placed as the 5 seed? I know some Wolverine fans unhappy about that. Let's get to Heather with the news.
Well, a California delivery driver won big after being seriously burned by a Starbucks drink. So this guy, Michael Garcia, had to undergo some skin grafts and other procedures to his groin area after this large hot tea drink spilled on him moments after he collected it through a drive-thru.
Yeah.
His lawyer says that he suffered permanent and life-changing disfigurement. Yikes. So when I say won big, he didn't win big there. Like that's horrendous.
But he got paid a lot.
He got paid big time for his injuries. A jury awarded him $50 million.
Okay. So this is when I saw this story, I was hanging out with a buddy. We were by the grill.
Yeah.
And it's one of those questions that you just ask. You're like, I'll ask all the dudes here.
Would you?
Is it worth $50 million?
Greg says no.
Negative.
$50 million is a lot of money. What was the consensus at this grill?
It's not enough. No.
I figured most of the answers would be no.
My buddy said that he took a little while, and he originally said, yeah, I mean, I've already got kids.
But then you got to go through the pain of all of, like, do you have to undergo the skin grafts and the surgeries, the procedures to get that 50? Like,
it sounds very uncomfortable. And then moving forward, it sounds I don't know what the outcome is. It sounds like your opportunities are very limited at that point.
Yeah, a burnt penis sounds terrible.
It really does.
What are you living for at that point, you know?
So anyway, no, he's got a lot of money in the bank now. However, Starbucks, they did say, you know what, we sympathize with you, but we do plan to appeal. So we'll see what happens moving forward. So staff at a Northern Michigan motel were quite shocked when they discovered an alligator while they were cleaning one of the rooms. So it took place at the Pine River Motel in Sheboygan last week. Turns out there was a man that stayed overnight with several exotic animals. But according to, you know, the hotel staff and police, he just forgot Wally. Wally is a 3-foot alligator, left him behind. And again, you think of that, you're like, how do you just leave an alligator behind?
Wow.
The man, this exotic animal handler, said that he knew he didn't have Wally, but right. He thought Wally had gotten out into the wild.
How is that any better, though? Go and find Wally.
He said he searched for Wally, but couldn't find him hiding underneath the bed, because that's where he was.
I can only imagine the cleaning crew going in there, vacuuming around, and then, hey, let's just see if anybody left anything under the bed. Whoa!
Heart attack. The owner of the motel says Wally was very friendly, let the police hold him, so he didn't feel threatened, apparently. But But still said, whoa, we were quite shocked. This is the craziest thing we've ever found left behind.
Just don't point your finger at him.
Nobody was injured, and Wally has officially checked out of the motel.
Well, it's all that time working with Doug. He's treating people with respect.
Yes, yes, he is.
You guys, the body of a 19-year-old was found in the Detroit River Saturday morning after officials say the teen drowned when he accidentally fell into the water. Such a tragic story. The boy was hanging out with some friends right around 1 a.m. when he fell over this rail into the Detroit River. He was hanging out at the Detroit Riverwalk. He apparently went over the railing on purpose to go sit on the edge. That was fine, but it was when he was trying to get back over onto the other side, he slipped and fell in. And I mean, we've heard stories about the Detroit River. It's not a place you want to go in. It's not a place you want to swim, right? It's very dangerous. The search team found the teen's body nearly 9 hours after he fell in. Police do say that this was accidental. Yeah. Gosh, did you hear about the man set on fire in Times Square?
Yeah.
This is horrendous as well. It was a horrifying attack. Police are still searching for the suspect, who apparently knew the victim, grabbed something containing like a flammable liquid from a food cart, tossed it on the victim, 45-year-old man. This was right before 4 a.m. Sunday morning. According to police, the victim and his attacker had been like engaged in conversation at this food cart before the incident. The victim then went to a local club. When he came back out, that's when he was attacked. So incredibly sad. The victim suffered burns to his face, his arms. He was taken to a local hospital, is expected to survive, but they're still searching for the person responsible.
It's Heather with the news coming up next. You saw the brackets, expectations for the Wolverines and the Spartans next, 97.1.
Hey, FanDuel is turning the excitement up even higher for college basketball through the first two rounds of the tournament. You can bet on the lowest winning seed of the day, and you're going to win a share of $1 million in bonus bets. Now, that's an upset you don't have to be upset about. And a lot of people love the 12-5 matchups. If you think that's the lowest seed, you got Colorado State, Memphis, you got McNeese and Tennessee, you've got Liberty, Oregon, or UC San Diego, Michigan. McNeese and Clemson. Got some options there. FanDuel is the best place to bet on the tournament. You can bet on everything from spreads to money lines and team totals and so much more. They got a lot of specials going on. So visit FanDuel.com/971Detroit to download America's number one sportsbook today and back your dog of the day. Because in March, as we know, anything and almost everything can and will happen. Must be 21 or over in present Michigan. Opt-in required. Winning pre-live money line wager on lowest seed required. Each $1 million jackpot to be split equally among all eligible winners. Bonus bets are non-withdrawable and expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. If you have a gambling problem, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Happy Monday. Jim Costa, John Jansen, Heather Park, Gov and Greg behind the glass. John has said he won't be drinking green beer when we get off the air at 10 o'clock.
No.
A Guinness?
It grosses you out. We have a Guinness?
No. beer is beer. Like, no matter what color it is. Okay, there are different kinds of beer, but if you're just
going to
have a... No. If you have a beer and you color it, what you normally drink, you color it green. It does nothing to the beer. It's only the export that changes.
Depending on how much you drink.
And today's not a day where you only have one or two.
I mean, if you're drinking a ton of green beer, sure, yeah. But like...
It's going to...
Green beer, you're fine.
Well, then Heather shames us when we come in, no one's wearing green today.
I put on the only green thing I own.
Which is barely green.
You just said earlier, you said any green
I know.
Is St. Patty's Day green.
So,
I am in my St. Patty's Day green.
You're festive. You're celebrating. I am bummed for everybody that St. Patrick's Day is today and not last Friday.
Oh my gosh.
Because Friday it was like 70 degrees out.
Yeah.
It was perfect.
Yeah.
It's like 29 degrees when you wake up today.
Bundle up.
Do you own anything green?
Yeah.
Do you?
Yeah.
I actually looked in the closet this morning. I'm like, maybe there's something that has like a green trim.
Mm-hmm.
I don't own a thing green.
Nothing.
Really?
Nothing.
Not even like a dark hunter green.
I could have wore camo. I guess I do have green.
Yeah, yes. There you go.
I could have worn my camo today.
Where's John? I can't see. Yes. Him. I can't find him.
Yes, the camo. It's not studio camo, so you would be able to see me. So yes, I guess I lied. I do have
something green.
Yes.
Okay, let's talk a little hoops. You got the brackets out. What's the expectation now that we know Michigan and Michigan State, what the draw is and who they're playing?
I think the expectation will be interesting to hear from Spartan fans. What do you expect from this team? I think they have Final Four potential. And once you get to the Final Four, honestly, anything can happen. Am I predicting they get there? I don't know. I haven't filled out my bracket yet. I don't necessarily know that I'm going to choose them to be a Final Four team, but I think they're in a region that they can be a Final Four team. Michigan, I think the ceiling is Sweet 16. I'm not going to sit here and predict that that's where they get. Again, I haven't filled out my bracket, but I think that's the ceiling.
Yeah, we just want your first blush if you're listening right now. Like, you see it, you have a reaction, what do you expect?
And some of it goes to, okay, what I saw in the Big Ten tournament. What I saw there was what we saw at times throughout the regular season. And there was a stretch where they were starting to get decent. I'm not going to say great guard play, but decent guard play. And you look at them, you know, against, since that Purdue debacle down at Mackey, they got a little bit better guard play. They got some shooting. And then it felt like, hey, when they played Michigan State, it all vanished. It all went away. They couldn't find it. Even against Nebraska and Rutgers. Nebraska was one of the most painful games I've watched in college basketball in maybe a decade. But they won. That's the whole point of the game, is to play to win. And then they play Rutgers. And it was the same thing. It's sometimes a painful watch because of the amount of turnovers. And then it was a debacle against Illinois, a loss against Maryland, and an embarrassment against Michigan State. And you're thinking, and I said this at the time, I don't know that they win another game. Then they go to the Big Ten tournament, and maybe it was the rest, right? They had a 4 or 5 days. The big guys got a little bit of their legs back. I don't know. But they looked much better against Purdue, Maryland, and Wisconsin. Wisconsin was still kind of a painful watch.
Yeah, that was a...
But they won.
And they won.
And so how much do you believe they have confidence? Because it doesn't matter how much confidence we have. Do they have confidence that they can go into the tournament and win two games? And if they play against UC San Diego and it's a mismatch, right? On both sides.
Mm-hmm.
You get some guards and they like to force turnovers. Michigan likes to give the ball away. Is that the storyline of the game? Is that the outcome of the game?
It's going to be one of the big trendy 12-5 upsets.
Or is it Michigan because of Area 51? 2 7-footers, one that can handle the ball. Like, are they just going to outsize UC San Diego? Both of those could be the storylines. I think you pick one, and then what happens in the second round against either Texas A&M or Yale? I'm not going to sit there and say that, oh, I don't think they can win, but I'm also kind of in that mindset of, well, I'm not sure they can lose or win. Like, I think I said win first. That's why I had to go with the lose. I don't think they can lose. I don't think they can win.
But they are a hard team.
Somebody will.
They are a puzzling team, an infuriating team, Michigan. Let me go back for a second. Let's start with Spartans. 2 seed in a region where they start in Cleveland, Ohio. That's a favorable draw.
Good for them.
Their region features Auburn. Scary Auburn. They've lost 3 of the last 4. vulnerable. I'm not telling you Auburn's a bad team all of a sudden, but that team is mortal. That's your one seed who's not playing well going into the tournament. The three seed is Iowa State, and they had a big injury early in the year, and they got another injury right now to Gilbert. They're clearly not there at their best. They're not 100%. The four seed is Texas A&M, who likes to crash the glass. MSU's a good rebounding team. I think if it comes to that, they match up well with the Aggies. The five seed in the region's Michigan, who they've beaten twice by double digits. So if I'm an MSU fan, I feel like I got a really favorable draw. It doesn't mean anything if you don't go out and deliver, right? You can't have a cold shooting night. The other team can still have a point guard go off for 30. Hello, Wisconsin. And your whole season can come crashing down. But I like the draw for MSU. I think the expectation should be Final Four for this group. They're deep. They're not relying on any one player. They defend, which is huge in the tournament, shutting the other team's water off. So I really like what happened with MSU in their draw. I actually like that they're in the same region as Michigan. They've never met in the tournament. So for people who want to extend this rivalry out, there's a better chance that they'll actually see one another. But I don't think Michigan's getting very far. I think they're losing in the opening weekend.
Okay.
And I think they're going to be a trendy upset pick in round one because of what you laid out. Michigan has some flaws. They're a deeply flawed team. Turnovers, rebounding, if they were to advance, they'd face likely Texas A&M, which could really get them beat. It could be that Illinois game all over again if they face Texas A&M. I think they get bounced in the opening weekend. And it's kind of a damn shame because I think they have a real legitimate beef with where they were seated in this tournament. For all their flaws, they do have 11 quad one wins, fourth most in America. They're somehow seated lower than Purdue,
who they beat twice. Wisconsin, who they beat twice.
And by the way, better in the Big Ten regular season than those teams. I think Michigan was a victim of something that happens every year. The committee sets the bracket before the Big Ten tournament's over. And it's not right. It's not right when it happens to Michigan State. It's not right when it happens to Michigan. We're keeping score. We're playing games. It's on TV. You can have placeholders and swap them out. Like if they had swapped Purdue and Michigan, what harm does that do? If they had swapped Michigan and Wisconsin, what harm does that do? You don't have to redo the whole bracket. I think there's a legitimate beef if you're a Wolverine fan with being seeded fifth. I think knowing what your flaws are and then getting this pot of teams too, you may feel like they did you dirty.
But in picking Michigan and trying to pick Michigan, which I probably will to get through the opening weekend.
Surprise.
There will be great agony. What happened in that Wisconsin game yesterday? I looked away for a few minutes. And all of a sudden, they're up 14. And what happens? They come back, and they give away the lead.
Yeah.
It just, this is what this team has been, even in the games and the moments that they've played well. I don't know that there's been a game where you can look at it and say, well, that was 40 minutes of really good basketball. They just dominated that game.
Nope.
Because they get up, and then it could be a 14-point lead. And then it's gone before you even know it. And then you start playing the games. Well, maybe I shouldn't watch. Maybe it's me.
It's all your fault.
Yeah.
248-539-9797. We want your instant reactions. You know the seeding. They're in the same region. How far do you expect the Spartans to go? And for Michigan, it's a complicated question. They've won three in a row. Maybe they're starting to heat up, or you're just not buying it. They're not going very far. Let us know. It's 97.1.
Hey, are you one of those individuals that you don't like being in pictures? You don't like seeing yourself in a still frame? And you want to make a change, do what I did and call the experts in weight loss. That is Ideal You. You could be down 40 pounds in 40 days and be excited about being pitchers again. You don't have to be in the back row. You don't have to be hiding. That's right. You can lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days with Ideal You. I know this program works, and I know it really works because I lost 50 in those 40 days. And when you're as fat as I was, the first 30 come off like nothing. Book today, and Ideal You will give you a free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free. Here's what you're going to find out. You got to set your goals. How much fat do you have? How much muscle mass? How much bone mass? Water weight? All of those different things you're going to find out. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us. Ideal You is different than other weight loss companies because it works, and it works fast. Lose up to 40 pounds in 40 days and be happy taking those pictures yet again. Summer, right around the corner. Book your free consultation right now at IdealU.us to get your free body composition analysis. That's $150 value, absolutely free.
Bro,
Brian Bush on the call. Michigan winning the Big Ten tournament title. John, will you put a pin in this? I've seen the online trolling. Michigan fans are trying to get under Spartan fan skin going.
How?
We win the Big Ten tournament title. We're better. The regular season is the more impressive accomplishment. Yes?
Yeah, it's a regular season and head-to-head.
Thank you. Okay.
I think both teams can be very proud of what they've accomplished in their respective championships.
No question. They should be very proud. But if you're, you know, if you've got a measuring contest, the regular season title, because it goes over a longer period of time, it's not just, you know, a couple of games, is a bigger accomplishment.
We asked you guys expectations for the Spartans and the Wolverines now that we know the seeding. Greg, you had a thought?
I've got one on Michigan State. Okay. I think it's national title or bust for this team. How many times have Michigan State fans clamored for Izzo's second national title? We're talking about 15 years now. And Tom's actually used the magic phrase earlier, which I had forgotten about, and now we have again. Izzo's last best chance, right? He's got 8 Final Fours. What's another Final Four run?
Yeah, it doesn't do
right,
much for
to get
you.
To the semifinal. Yeah. And look, yeah. Final Fours are cool. Banners are cool. We like it. But
how many times are you going to come so close and not get it done?
Exactly. Like, yeah. I think that if you were to look, College Game Day actually did this a couple weeks ago. They did a take it or leave it segment where they said, okay, the team goes this far. Do you make a deal to like lock that in now, or would you like play out the tournament?
Yeah.
So they did one for Duke, which was make the national title game. And the panel, to a man, said, no, I wouldn't take that. And Jay Billis said, the only teams that would not, like everybody else in the country would take this deal, except for the teams that actually turned out to be the 4-1 seeds now. And I thought about it as, I think you add Michigan State to that list because of what we've added. Like, look, Michigan State fans are, they can prove me wrong. They can call in and dispute this. But they've been clamoring so much for the second national title that they'll make believe that they won the 2020 tournament.
Well, woulda happened, we don't know. And you're right, you can't have so many woulda, coulda, shouldas. Eventually, you got to do it. This is a great shot for them. I think their region is favorable. The team has been strong for most of the season. It's one of these now or never moments. Some ticket texters. This one says, as a Sparty, Michigan definitely got kind of hosed being a 5 seed. They should have been at least a 4, but I still think they're fake. If Wisconsin doesn't shoot like 4% from the field, they get whooped. I think Michigan State has a pretty good shot at a Final Four. Texter says, I personally don't expect either of our teams to make it out of the opening weekend. I don't think Michigan makes it out of Thursday. Both teams aren't very good and lack star power and the shooting it takes to go on a sustained run, and that's coming from a Spartan fan.
If Michigan didn't make it out of the opening weekend, I don't think there's a shock factor. I don't know that anybody would sit there and gasp at that. If Michigan State doesn't make it out of the opening weekend, I think there's an audible gasp.
Oh, that would be a failure.
Yeah.
That'd probably be the worst tournament performance by them, considering expectations, since they lost to Syracuse at Little Caesars Arena. I mean,
yeah,
that game's legendary.
The Ben Carter game?
Yes, exactly. When it has a name after it,
it's infamous.
I think Michigan State should minimally make the Elite Eight. After that, is Auburn there? Is that who they're facing?
Right.
Did Auburn has not been playing well, but if they get back the way they were playing, how can you expect State to beat them? Because I do still think we talked about the core four for the one seeds last week, and if State could potentially, you know, break down that wall, well, they would have had to win the Big Ten. But there's just been a difference this year, especially with Auburn, Florida, and Duke. Like, that's why I wouldn't go to where Greg says. I get what Greg's saying in terms of history and what's going to be said about Michigan State basketball under Tom Izzo. And look, I think the bigger flaw in Izzo's resume, if you want to pick it apart, because I think he's been outstanding for them. He's a great coach. He's a legend. But his championship game appearances, you know, he's only been to 2 championship games.
Yeah, the one here in Detroit they lost, and then the one they won with the Flintstones.
It's like once you get to the Final Four, they always, I mean, what, if that's 8, that's 8 Final Fours he's been to?
And there's a million
What's
schools that would say we'd love to have gone to all those Final Fours. But for MSU, they pride themselves on being that next tier. And Izzo has talked about it. I'm not going to be happy unless we accomplish what I think this school's capable of. Well, that's being the last team standing at the end of the
tournament.
There's
no reason to think Michigan State won't play well in the NCAA tournament. Because I thought they played well against Wisconsin.
Yeah.
I watched a lot of the regular season game at Breslin against Wisconsin a few weeks ago. And Wisconsin just had that look against Michigan State like they just presented matchup problems for them.
Ticket texters with some of their thoughts and expectations, but also a reminder and a heads up for the show. It says, don't forget, guys, Costa will be calling in sick at the end of the week. Tim at work. was it Thursday or Friday last year?
I believe it was Friday, because I think it was after the show Thursday. I was headed down to Elizabethtown and may have had somebody holding the iPad so I could watch Oakland.
The opening, yeah.
The play in that round. And then I think I got the message, hey guys, I'm not feeling good. Not going well. By the way, if that happens,
yeah,
do we have a location on Stoney?
Where is he at?
Is he going to be at U of D on Wednesday as who is it? I think it's the Mountaineers of Mount St. Mary's taking on the Eagles of American University. 6:40.
He'll be there. His American Eagles.
Cheering on his alma mater, just as long as he's back, because we know Costa is going to have a illness.
Already starting to feel it, John.
Oh, man, I tell you what. On Thursday, if you start feeling sick, you better take all the medicine in the world.
Vitamin
because if
C
you don't show up on Friday, it will be confirmed.
I'll have no leg to stand on. You mentioned earlier, John, that you have not filled out your bracket yet. Just came out yesterday. Totally understood. It's funny you bring up Stoney.
Yeah.
I kind of feel like brackets are for boomers.
Wow.
I know he sent his bracket email out. Hey, get signed up, join the pool. And I know he's done it for years and years and years.
Yeah, yeah. He's the company guy that does that.
But I feel like brackets are for boomers.
So your generation, we're going to talk generations here. I'm not even sure what generation I'm in.
I think you're Gen X.
Gen X?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. What are you?
Millennial.
Millennial.
Yeah. And the Gen Z are completely.
And me too. I'm a millennial too.
You're on the fringe, right?
So is he. Just opposite ends.
But like the headline, one of the headlines on the Free Press today when I wake up is, here's how you can print the bracket out. What year are we in? Here's how you can print the bracket out walk it in.
I do like, for broadcast purposes, and thank you to the Gov for printing out our brackets. Because it doesn't always fit on the computer screen. I don't want to be scrolling up and down. So I have one now. The problem is,
can you read it?
I got to put my glasses on.
See?
To read it. It's in such small print.
Just because I printed this for you guys, by the way, doesn't mean I intend for you to fill it out manually.
Oh, no. Nobody's going to fill it out manually, because there's not going to be a bracket in the world that takes them manually.
I will fill mine out manually. I do like the feeling of holding the paper in my hand, the script of writing it out.
Okay.
I do enjoy that.
Do you submit the handwritten bracket?
No, I don't.
Okay, that's my point. Is, yes, I will fill it out as well once I do it online, because we'll have one, the Jansen family bracket. Mm-hmm.
God bless Stoney. He still accepts printed brackets, and then he puts them in for that person.
He does?
Yeah.
Yes.
Oh, wow.
What does Stoney do the rest of the day?
Yeah, well. But I'm watching games over the weekend, and they're talking about, and Raftery's joking about still printing out boarding passes. And now I'm looking at the Free Press, and we're printing out brackets. And I just
wonder, can you still do that?
Print out your boarding pass?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's still an option?
Again, most people will just scan it on their phone, but there's always someone fumbling around at the gate trying to, here's a receipt for my coffee, and here's, it's here. Yes. Why do you think it takes so long to board the plane?
I wrote a check for my coffee. I've got the carbon copy here.
But let us know, because I've experienced this with me, and maybe it is a generational thing. Now that we can bet on the games, who are we kidding? Your bracket's going to be ruined by Friday when you get off
maybe
work anyway. And everybody's.
Yours.
You're not winning your pool. Upsets are going to happen.
Others won't. I mean, let's
who
just play the odds. Yeah.
You're not winning. You're not winning, maybe.
The worst thing that's happened is we let her into the picks. Let us know. Are brackets for boomers? Are you guys still filling out these brackets? Are you printing out your bracket and filling it out? It's 97.1.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House with a home theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games, or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
If you're thinking about GLP-1s for weight loss, listen up. You must make sure you're maintaining your muscle mass while you're losing weight. Otherwise, you can slow your metabolism and regain the weight. Omisid, a natural superfood protein shake, has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. It optimizes and supercharges your metabolism so you can lose weight easily. Use Omisid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at omised.com. That's A-L-M-A-S-E-D.com.